Nola Gishona Ditch, everyone. This is our Christmassy a cornucopia of Tales and Tellers with me, Alan, and Simona joins us from Italy.
Hello!
As well. So ho ho ho, Simona.
Ho ho ho.
And neither
so,
of us are
what have
actually
we got for
dressed.
Today?
neither of us are actually dressed as Santa. Although you are in a Christmassy jumper. Fair play. Fair play. Nice one.
Yes.
I'm just sitting here in the Irish countryside with my homegrown peppers instead. Yeah. Which I'm very proud of. Anyway. So they'll be going into the Christmas.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah. Merry Christmassy. Yeah. So today we have a story from Simona. We have a discussion on Alan's favorite traditions, which he never experienced, but he teaches every year and he loves it. And then we'll finish on a little Christmassy poem. So Simona, your story is
The Shoemaker and the Elves.
Nice one. Take it away.
Once upon a time, there lived a shoemaker. And the shoemaker loved making shoes. He loved making elegant shoes. He loved making comfortable shoes. He loved making shoes for women and for men and for kids. He loved making all kinds of shoes, and he was very, very good at it. But business was not good, and he had lost a lot of money. And one evening, he set out on the table the last piece of leather, and he prepared the tools for the following day. And he knew that he didn't have any money left to buy any more leather to make more shoes. So the following day, he would make the last pair of shoes and then stop. He went home and so very sad. He spoke with his wife, and his wife tried to cheer him up, but she couldn't do it. But the following day, the shoemaker went into the shop, and to his surprise, he found a beautiful pair of shoes on the table. What happened? Who made these shoes? These shoes are just incredible. And he didn't even have time to think about it because a woman entered the shop and she said, "Oh, look, I love that pair of shoes." And she put the pair of shoes on and they were perfect. The woman gave the shoemaker a coin of gold and then left the shop. The shoemaker looks at the coin. But with this coin, I can buy enough leather for two pairs of shoes. And so he went to the market, he bought a piece of leather and he cut it. And in the evening, he prepared a piece of leather table enough for two shoes. And he prepared his tools and he went home happily. And then he spoke to his wife and they couldn't believe what has happened. And the shoemaker went to sleep. And the following morning, when he went to the shop, he entered and he saw that on the table there were not one, but two pairs of shoes. They were just incredible. And the shoemaker couldn't believe his eyes. And he didn't even have time to think about what had happened, that two young men entered the shop and they saw the two pairs of shoes on the table. They tried them on and they were perfect. The two young men gave two coins of gold to the shoemaker and then left. The shoemaker thought, "Oh, but with these two coins, I can buy enough leather for four pairs of shoes." So he went to the market, and when he came back, he cut the leather and he prepared the four pieces of leather and the tools for the following day. He went home, he spoke with his wife, and they couldn't believe what had happened. And then they went to bed. And the following day, what happened? The shoemaker found four shoes, four pairs of shoes, and he couldn't believe his eyes. He sold four pairs of shoes. He earned four coins. He went to market, and the following day he found eight pairs of shoes, and the following one six pairs of shoes, and the following one 32 pairs of shoes, and so on and on and on, until one day his wife asked him, "But aren't you curious? Don't you want to see who's helping you?" And so that night, the shoemaker and his wife went to the shop, and they peered through the window. And to their surprise, they saw that inside the shop, dancing and making shoes happily, there were three little elves. And the three little elves were wearing ragged clothes. They looked so poorly dressed, but they were so happy, and they were helping them. And the shoemaker and his wife talked and talked. How can we help them? And then they had an idea, and they prepared little clothes, little shoes, little hats for the elves. And the following night, they put the clothes on the table, and they peered through the window again. And when the elves came, they saw the clothes on the table. They were so happy, they put the clothes on. And then they disappeared. The following morning, the shoemaker went to the shop, and there were no shoes on the table. But now the shoemaker had enough leather and enough money to keep on making shoes and to keep his business running. And from that moment on, the shoemaker and his wife were very happy, and they lived happily ever after. They were sure that the elves were happy as well and helping somebody else in need. And that's my story.
Very nice. That was really cool. Nice little Christmas gift from the elves. I wonder if they're from Lapland.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are keeping our Scandinavian link today, because the only traditional Irish thing you do at Christmas is you drink whiskey, eat Tito crisps, and watch the Father Ted Christmas special. So instead, I like to talk about another Christmas tradition, which I think it's not a story. It's more of a list of, well, it's an introduction to people in different countries. But personally, I think it's wonderful. We're going to go up to the wonderful island of Iceland, who are a grand old bunch of lads. Simona, have you ever heard of the Jólasveinar?
No, I've never heard of that.
So
tell me more.
These are my favorite people who come visit you at Christmas, probably more so than good old St. Nicholas. I just think they're fantastic. So the Jólasveinar, or if you want to translate it, are the Icelandic Yule lads. That's Y-U-L-E, the Icelandic Yule lads. And on the morning of the December 12th, Icelandic children will be quite excited because the Jólasveinar will come visit them once every night. If they're very good, what they will do is you will put a shoe on your windowsill and keep it there for 13 days. And hopefully one of the Jólasveinar will come every night and place a small gift in the shoe. So the 13 days leading up to Christmas. It's quite a lot of people. And it's not just people, there's also a cat involved as well. So there are 13 Icelandic Yule lads, the Icelandic Jólasveinar, but they also have a mother. Their mother is called Gráila. Now, apologies if my Icelandic pronunciation is horrendous. My English pronunciation is also horrendous. So Gráila is the mother of the Jólasveinar. She is a troll mother and has the uncanny ability to find out if children have been misbehaving all year long, which is quite terrifying. During Christmas, she leaves her home and hunts for naughty children and turns them into a stew. And legend has it, there is no shortage of children for her stew. Now, Gráile so happened to be married to Lipáludy, I am assuming. He is the lazy husband. The lazy husband does not do anything around the house. He has a giant nose, but even though he doesn't kidnap or cook children, he happily eats them. So you want to stay away. Now, I'm not going to pronounce the name of their Christmas cat, but their Christmas cat is a vicious black hairy animal who hunts the children if they don't get some clothing at Christmas. So if you get no clothes at Christmas as an Icelandic child, you will get eaten by the Christmas cat. Yeah, yeah. This gets
but
more...
that's not your fault. that's not your fault if you're not given clothes.
Simona, that's life. That's life. Let's be honest. That's life. Now, on to the 12 Yolas Vinyar, the Yule lads. So these are not great people. They are quite rough around the edges. And I absolutely love their names. Now, I'm going to, but obviously I don't speak Icelandic, so I'm going to stick to the English translations of them, and I will tell you what they do. So on December 12th, you get a visit from Sheepcoat Claude. Now, Sheepcoat Claude, as his name suggests, will come to your house on December 12th and suck the milk from your sheep. So you need to guard your sheep on that night. On December 13th, you get Gullygock coming to visit your house. Now, Gullygock will hide in your barn and he will steal the froth from your milk buckets. That's it. That's what he does. It gets better. On December 14th, you get a visit from Stubby. Now, Stubby, you may have guessed, is unusually short and quite fat. Now, what he does is he will go into your kitchen, steal the pans in your kitchen, and eat any crust you have left around the kitchen. December 15th, you get the legendary, the infamous spoon licker. He will break into your house, and you guessed it, he will lick your wooden spoons. This is not a euphemism. He will lick your wooden spoons. Yeah, I know. That's all he does. December 16th is his brother who does something quite similar. It is the pot licker. He steals the leftovers from your pots and then leaves. December 17th is bowl licker. Wonder what he does. You know exactly what he does. He hides under people's beds on December 17th and will eat off any plate you have left under your bed. Are you spotting a theme here? December 18th, so this was 4 nights ago from when we recorded this, you get a visit from the door slammer. He is the loudest of all the Yolas Vinyar, and he's the one I would like least, I think. He comes into your house at night and slams the doors. December 19th, you get Skyr Gobbler. Now, the Skyr Gobbler will eat your yogurt. That's it. He will come into your house and eat any yogurt you have. Now, December 20th, I would have a major problem on December 20th. The Yolas Vinyar who comes to visit you then is none other than the sausage swiper. He will hide in the rafters of your house and steal your sausages. December 21st is the window peeper. Now, this is quite creepy. He will peek inside your windows to see if there's anything to steal. He won't steal anything. He will just peep inside your windows. December 22nd, which is today, as of time of recording, we have the doorway sniffer. The doorway sniffer has an extremely long and large nose, and he usually sniffs out any tasty food you have. December 23rd, you have Mr. Meat Hook. You may have guessed, he will use a hook to steal the meat in your house. December 24th, Christmas Eve, you have the candle stealer. He is the last of the Yule lads before St. Nicholas comes. He will steal the fat from your candles. He'll even take some of your beeswax if you have it. So you will be sitting reading in darkness at Christmas. That is the Yolasvenar, the family of people who will come and do minor annoyances to you during Christmas. Nothing more, just minor annoyances. Although the doorway slammer, I would get out of bed and hit him. But the rest of them, it's just minor annoyances. I mean, spoon liquor is my favorite.
That and the pot liquor and the bowl liquor, is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Although sausage swiper, I would have an issue with Mr. Sausage Swiper. I like Irish sausages are the best sausages available. So yeah, I would have a major issue with that.
But why would you ever put bowls full of food under your bed?
The midnight snack.
Well, that makes sense.
You don't have midnight snacks in Italy? I definitely had midnight snacks living in Italy.
Not under the bed.
Okay, fair enough.
And wow, this was really nice. I had never heard of them.
The Icelandic Yule lads.
Which one's your favorite?
I like the spoon liquor.
Which one would you like to be?
Oh, so sausage! Sausage swiper. Like to be the spoon liquor. No. If I had to be one, I would be the sausage swiper. Like lifetime supply of free sausages. I mean, what's not to like?
That's nice.
Any particular favorite of your own?
The pot liquor, probably. Yeah, the pot liquor, probably.
Nice.
Why not? You get to eat leftovers and then lick the pot with, like, when you lick a plate. After you've eaten, that's the best part. You haven't finished eating if you don't do it with a plate.
Can't say I've done that since I became
an adult. You haven't enjoyed. Exactly. But why did we do it as children? Because we knew that was the best part. So we're missing out as adults.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, you know what? Since we're on the theme of Icelandic traditions, I've come across this Icelandic tradition that it's just wonderful, I think. And we should just spread it all over the world. And I know we've spoken about it, and I know you know about this, Alan. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard about this tradition that they have on the 24th of December, and they exchange books, they share books to read, and then they read the whole evening. They spend the whole evening reading the books that they've exchanged and they gave each other. And do you know something more about this tradition, Alan?
All I know is its name, which is Jólabókaflóð, which is probably butchering the pronunciation, but I do think it is a really nice tradition. It would be really sort of relaxing, absolutely, to do at Christmas. I think it's fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. We should spread it. Let's start giving books and spending Christmas Eve reading. It's just wonderful. So after talking about Icelandic tradition, we thought we'd finish off with a poem that Alan is going to read us. And Merry Christmas, everybody. This is A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore from 1823.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a dash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below. when what to my wandering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetops, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As they drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ash and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung in his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his lip, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside on his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team give a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Nollag Shunadeev.